Our tollers, this is an urgent request for prayer. One of our sisters in the community was in adoration with Jesus in the monstrance. When she began looking at him, she saw his face appear clearly on the host, but there was a hole in his forehead, a gunshot hole, and blood was pouring out of it. Also, as the blood trickled down, the body began to separate into two parts. I felt in my spirit that this image in the host represented an assassination attempt on President Trump, who's in imminent danger right now. So we began to pray the Seven Sorrows Chaplet of the Virgin Mary, asking for her intercession that this terrible thing would not happen. We pleaded with her, citing her intercession with Pope John Paul II to keep him from being assassinated. He had quite a devotion to the Blessed Mother, and she was his intercessor of choice. We also prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sin and the sins of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. We also asked Father Ezekiel to get a confirmation whether or not this vision represented Donald Trump. He went to the Bible Promises and received the Holy Spirit reading as a confirmation. If Donald is assassinated, it would drain the blood out of this nation and our country would fall into despair and division worse than any other in history. And the Lord began speaking to me while the community was praying. Jesus began, "Are you prepared to receive what I allow? Lord, do I have any choice?" You all have a choice, but then there is my choice. It has not as yet been determined. Get as many as you can to respond to this plea and pray. My people, there are great graces in store for all of you who are weary and are barely holding on. Don't let that stop you. You have been given a warning. It is up to you now and in your hands to plead with the Father for your president's life. There is yet much corruption to be overcome, and it is very dark. One of the most corrupting issues is the way the generation coming into power has been conditioned. You can eliminate all the bad guys responsible for the blackness of this nation, but then you will still have to deal with a generation that is frivolous and shallow, with no moral backbone. There are things I must bring about to chastise this mature generation to get their attention. It is not pretty. The decay goes very deep, and just like those who have problems with their teeth, their grip on life, their perspective of what is morality, what it truly is, has been diseased by Satan's agenda in schools and media, especially. It is directly influenced by greed and power, an ethic that defrauds the poor to supply the affluent and the wealthy. Their idea of a healthy world is totally insane. They have no idea of their ignorance in wanting to eliminate the elderly, the poor, and those called useless eaters. And that was the end of his message, and right after that, Father started going into travail, and he had the symptoms of a bullet going through his brain, lodged in his brain, and his head was in terrible pain. So please, stop, drop, and pray. Pray hard to save our president from being assassinated, and get as many people to pray as you can. This is what they're planning right now. In real time. God bless you and thank you, and may God hear our prayers and have mercy on our nation.